Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Max Carey. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Moore. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pi Trainer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Grantham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kremer. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ray Kremer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Fragaw. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mandy Brooks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Butch Weiss. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pete Alexander. And now, play ball. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore scores. Kyler moves to third. It's 1-0, Pirates. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Adams reaches second base with a double. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heathcote for the out. Adams moves to third. One out. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Adams scores. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Fragaw moves to second. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a pop-up towards short. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett now catching. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is called out on strikes. One out. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carey for the out. Two outs. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Brooks. Moore reaches second base with a double. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 0-for-1 in the game. Heathcott bunts towards the mound. Kremer fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fragaugh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kremer fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kremer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barnhart hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaugh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Carey. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Barnhart. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. There goes Weiss trying to get to home. Barnhart throws the ball into right, who relays the ball to Smith, who tags Weiss, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hartnett moves to third. One out. Johnny Gooch now catching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 1 in the game. Moranville hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes pinch hits for George Grantham. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kremer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes now playing first base. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fragaugh hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fragaugh for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-2 in the game. Trainer takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gooch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hartnett for a passed ball. Gooch moves to second. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kremer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Kremer reaches second base with a double. Gooch scores. It's 4-3, Pirates. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Brooks. Carey reaches second base with a double. Kremer scores. It's 5-3, Pirates. Guy Bush now pitching. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kyler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carey scores. Kyler moves to second. It's 6-3, Pirates. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barnhart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Barnhart reaches second base with a double. Kyler scores. It's 7-3, Pirates. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-2 in the game. Moranville hits a pop-up towards first. McInnes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Griffith pinch hits for Guy Bush. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith hits a line drive into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-2 in the game. Heathcote hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Duke Brett now pitching. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brooks, who is chasing the ball. McInnes reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kremer hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fraga hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barnhart. Fraga reaches second base with a double. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a pop-up towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Weiss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Carey reaches second base with a double. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Moore bunts in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to third. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carey tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Pirates. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Barnhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barnhart. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-3 in the game. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kremer fields it and throws to first for the out. Grimm moves to third. One out. Denver Grigsby pinch hits for Duke Brett. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grimm tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Pirates. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-3 in the game. Heathcote hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-6, Pirates. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fragaugh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fragaugh moves to third. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.